Did Charlie Gard just settle our healthcare debate? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Charlie Gard is the 11-month-old, terminally ill child in Great Britain whose parents were told by medical experts that further treatment was of no use, that Charlie could not be transferred to another hospital for experimental treatments, and that his parents couldn't even take him home to die. He'd have to remain at a government hospital and die there. Darren Adam has followed the story at LBC Radio in London.
This has been to the Court of Appeal, then the European Court of Human Rights, and they've all upheld the decision and the advice of those medical experts.
Why can't they even take him home?
Perhaps the decision is that to do so in itself would be an additional cruelty, which is perhaps best avoided.
Here in the U.S., there was outrage. A baby is condemned to death by socialized medicine, said one headline. But here's what else I noticed. None of the commentators condemning Britain's socialized healthcare system questioned the cost of keeping little Charlie alive. And nobody questioned the right of the parents to overrule the medical experts who said further treatment would be useless. Even President Trump tweeted an offer of unconditional support for a patient who doesn't even live here. And if this is indeed the prevailing opinion in America, that settles it. The debate's over. If we're saying that America, regardless of the cost, should come to the rescue of Charlie Gard, who isn't even a citizen and whose condition appears to be incurable, we can't very well deny medical treatment to Americans whose conditions are curable. Can we? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.